Hi, I'm Vernon Joins, and for a few moments we're going to be taking a look at Ruth, the woman, and the book. A book in the Old Testament. The book of Ruth takes its name from the young Moabitess, the widow of an Israelite, who made the people of Israel for her people and Israel's God her God. She married and became an ancestress of the Messiah, Jesus the Christ. The book called Ruth is connected with the book of Judges. In fact, several of the fathers of Israel combined the two into one book. The first verse of the chapter 1, tells us, "In the days when the judges ruled." So we know when the story took place. Date and author are not known. Some say that Samuel was the writer. Others place the book at a much later date. At the end of Ruth, there is a genealogy in Ruth 4, 18 through 22 of David. And this signifies that at least this part of the writing was written after David's house was established. It is, however, believed that the book was written at the end of the period of Judges, and the part of the genealogy was added later. There was never any doubt about the canonical authority of Ruth. Ruth is mentioned in the genealogy of Christ in Matthew 1 and verse 16. The story of Ruth contrasts a time of violence and bloodshed with a picture of devotion, unselfishness, greatness, ideal family life, love, and simple trust in the Lord of heaven. This shows us that godly people are able to live a good life, an inspiring life, even in times of trouble and depressive moments without an end. Ruth is an outstanding young widow from Moab. Her affection for her mother-in-law is so great that she insists upon sharing her lot, whatever it may be, by supporting her in her widowhood and by showing love and companionship. She was willing to leave her native land, her own blood relatives, to live in a foreign country among strangers. Her interest is focused on helping her mother-in-law, sharing her loneliness, and bringing into her life the solace of her devotion and loyal support. Boaz brings her loyalty to highlight by saying, "The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust." Ruth chapter 2 and verse 12. And the Lord recompensed her life. In Bethlehem, she found the God of Israel. With deeper insight, she met Boaz as husband and gained a great inheritance. Ruth was not a Hebrew, the nation of people out of which would come the Christ. Her origin was in Moab, where the descendants of Lot lived, and so we see how she came from the same Semitic stock as did Abraham. How much can be learned from this beautiful story? Even in times of troubles and tremendous hardships, human beings can stay together. They can serve each other in love with hope. While violence and godlessness reigned during the years of the judges, Ruth provides a picture of sacrifice, loyalty, and legitimate faith in God. Ruth, Naomi, and Boaz are examples of human beauty. Indeed, this conduct stands as a forerunner of Christian principles of life and deed. Paul wrote, "Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer." Romans 12 and verse 12. As God makes this promise, so Ruth had made the promise before, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." In Hebrews 13 and verse 5.